Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everybody's week going? I hope everything is going well for you all. So listen, I know I haven't been on in approximately almost 10 days, but I think it's more so 8 to be technically correct. And sorry about that I haven't really been on, but I now have a solution to the problem. No. I'm going to start having my Wednesday shows in the morning instead of in the evening. And the Sunday shows will definitely probably resume back to the 6:30 evening, or I will go ahead and just go ahead and do a late night show at 11 o'clock. I just wanted to go ahead and give you guys all a heads up and let you guys know where I stand with the show. I don't want you guys at all to remotely think that I'm ignoring you guys or I don't want to do it anymore. I've just been extremely busy. And when you know what causes extremely busyness, it's called tired. So I'm actually on my way to work right now as we speak. So it's like, you know, I'm already busy. I'm in transitions, but I wanted to dedicate some time with you all before this month is out. I know Memorial Day is coming up this weekend. I hope everyone has their plans out. I hope you guys got your summer attire, because technically the weather has not been spring-like at all. We've been getting some really hot, sticky, muggy days. Not a lot of rain has been coming in our way, and I hope to get a lot more rain before this month is out to really bring down the pollen. The pollen has been perfused, you know, just really all over my vehicle all day, every day. I mean, I can't get rid of it. You know, I've already had my car cleaned one too many times this month, and that's the most it's been clean in a while, you know. So, actually, you know, when it was wintertime, I didn't clean that as much, because it seemed to be every other day we was getting snow, and then it was like salt right back on the ground. I was like, you know what? Can't even clean my car. I'm not even going to waste the money for it. So now we're in pollen season. I know everyone's allergies has been acting up. It's been crazy. So I hope everyone's feeling better. If you did get hit by allergy bug, I hope you feel better. If you didn't get hit with the allergy bug, high five you. You're definitely in a great area where it's not dealing with a lot of high pollen and all that other good stuff. So those are just the updates for the show. I will probably definitely start having it in the morning on Wednesday mornings due to the fact that I'm traveling, I'm busy, and I'm trying my best to change some things. So I have some updates about myself that I wanted to share with you all, because I thought it was exciting. I mean, this is what image branding is all about, right? So remember I was telling you all about image branding, how it's a mental thing. You know, you got to work on your mental state to make sure that you're not really going overboard like some of these people out there that are going for surgeries. You know, they really don't like how they look, and, you know, they're changing themselves because they feel so they don't like the way they look. You know, that's all well and good. If you feel so that you really have the money for it, then, you know, by all means, go ahead. But sometimes it's really just in your mind. You know, what you might think of a problem is truly not to someone else who truly loves you for who you are. Now, That has already been discussed on one show. I forgot what it's called. I think it's called Blotched. Now, my whole thing is, it's not a mental thing for me. It's actually a hormone imbalance. So that's another thing. If it's not a mental thing, maybe you also just, especially for females. I recently read that as us females, we get older over the age of 30, we start to lose progesterone levels. And we start to have more estrogen levels than progesterone. That's how you cause menopause, and that's how we have problems with our attitudes. You know, we really can't deal with other females because of the attitude situation. All that's understandable. So they have this birth control. They have birth controls that are progesterone-only pills. So if you don't want to be on birth control, that's by all means, that's fine. You know, definitely maybe take a progesterone-only cream to increase your progesterone. Balance out your mood. Balance out your feelings. Because then that's you slip into anxiety, depression. There's a lot of people that are on depression pills for no reason, and it's really just a simple natural fix of a herbal or cream, or even a supplement that can help you manage that. So recently, I have actually had this problem since about 2005. I've had a hormonal imbalance, so it's excessive weight gain, et cetera, et cetera. You know, really messes with a female's image, and that's why I try to stress you all, image is very important. Even if you're overweight, still dress for the occasion and dress for your size. Don't dress over your size or under your size, because it just doesn't look right. So I've learned that along the ways of my trials and tribulations, and now I'm being medicated for my thyroid. I'm going to be very honest with that, and a lot of people who are close to me know that already. So I'm being medicated for my thyroid. And, you know, lately, since I started this progesterone-only birth control, I've been noticing my mood is getting, you know, a little low. And I've been noticing that, you know, I'm feeling a little sluggish and extra heavy. So I said, you know what, I got to do research again, because I did my own research in finding out what was wrong with me, because the doctors were steady trying to push what they wanted to push, and I refused. So, after research over research, I figured out what was wrong with me, and that's why I'm being treated correctly. But after a while, your body gets used to certain things that you're giving it, and it's just like with exercise. It gets used to it, you know, it doesn't want to do it anymore, and you start to feel the effects of it. So I'm technically being treated for my thyroid, but I'm starting to feel sluggish again, you know? And I was researching some things on to eat and what not to eat, and I'm realizing all the good things. This is one thing I'm finding very, very terrible. All the good things that are supposed to be good for you are actually the opposite for a person in my situation. And that's so terrible, because I absolutely love veggies. I love Brussels sprouts. I love kale. I love spinach. But they say eat that in moderation. I can't go overboard because it slows down my thyroid. So I went to the natural health food store around here where I live, and I found some things that are good for my thyroid, what I need, like thyrosine and selenium and some seaweed. It's called kelp. So, you know, just try to do some research. You know, maybe talk with your doctor. If you want to talk with your doctor, you may not need to, because you probably did what I did and actually researched everything and actually trying it out for yourself versus going to someone who's actually just practicing, trying to figure out what's wrong with you. You know, these doctors, half the time, they don't really know. That's why it's called a practitioner. It's practicing. You know, we're all guinea pigs to figure out what exactly works for everyone. It's because everyone's body is different. So, I'm now taking, you know, and for a person with me who has a thyroid problem that has excessive weight gain, not excessive weight loss, it's weight gain. For a person in my situation, they say I need to be on an iodine diet, not full-blown, because I only need just a little bit, but, you know, to eat more seafood and all this other kind of madness. Okay, that's understandable. I like seafood. Problem is, hey, guess what? I'm dating someone who has a seafood allergy. So, yeah, that doesn't really work. So, you know, it's like I'm stuck. You know, every time I find myself in a solution, I find myself back into another problem. So, with all that being said, I found some supplements, some herbal natural things that can help me out, and I've been feeling actually more energized. I'm sweating more when I'm at the gym. You know, these are all good changes, because at first I wasn't feeling all these great changes at first, and now I am, so I'm, like, so excited. That's why I wanted to share it with you all. So definitely check into stuff like that. If you're having, like, a weight situation or a mood situation, check with your doctor first if you would like. If not, just check to see some things that you find relatable to you on the Internet and find a solution for it. You know, just don't overdo anything that you're doing, and don't take my word for everything, because it's like sometimes you like to point fingers and be like, well, that person told me to do this. No, you just have to understand your body and do some very heavy research, so that way when you go to your doctor, you know exactly what to say to them. Like, listen, I think I found a solution. And, you know, some of them might actually challenge you and say, no, I don't think that's your best bet. But truly, a doctor doesn't know your body as well as you do unless they took care of you from birth all the way up to where you are now. So it just depends. Okay, so I'm going to touch a little bit on some celebrity situations. I know I was hearing over the weekend, I didn't get a chance to see the Billboard Awards. I was doing family time. We were watching other movies. And just really doing family stuff, and I totally missed the Billboard Awards, but I heard Chris Brown and Pitbull did a great show. Chris Brown was very vibrant in that red suit, and that he also brought his daughter on the scene, so that was awesome to see. You know, I'm still trying to get over the fact that he really does have a kid. So, high five to Chris Brown. I also heard something about Nicki Minaj was out won or didn't win an award. Iggy Azalea beat her. And then I'm hearing that she did a good performance too. And then there was another one. I'm hearing that Kanye got booed. I'm not sure if Kanye got booed at this situation or he was booed at another performance. But I heard that he got booed. It's really terrible to to see some status starts to go down after a while. But, you know, when you keep talking silly and reckless, you know, that's what just happens sometimes. You know, you can't fault the world. But moving right along, that's the celebrity gossip or news that I'm kind of sort of aware of at this point in time. Of course, there was some elections going on in Philly. I hope everyone got the chance to go out and vote like they should have been. I'm not a resident of Pennsylvania, but I most definitely am. I travel in and out of Pennsylvania, so I hope some great changes come about soon with Pennsylvania, because it's the Commonwealth space. There's a lot of things that are, you know, doesn't sit well with some people. But moving along, with the way that the law is in Pennsylvania is what I'm trying to say. So, moving along, I shared all that with you guys because I wanted you all to know that. And also, when you start to feel, this is another thing that's been happening with me, I want you guys to know about. It's been a trial and error situation with my current employer. You know, they know that you're just different. People just know, you know, and things will happen that are just unnecessarily happening, and it's crazy to just remotely think that you have to change yourself for the job that you're in. Now, if you start to have, if you're dealing with someone that's a perfectionist or egotistical, and you're just not that type of person, then I say definitely pray for them. Pray for understanding. I mean, I know some people that listen to the show, you have a bunch of prayers. You know, you may not be a prayer type of person, but I just feel as though I'm dealing with someone who is his mind is just everywhere. I'm going to say everywhere because it's everywhere, you know, and I have a little sister who's autistic, so it's like he shows some displays of that. I'm going to be very honest. And he's an older gentleman, but I feel as though he shows some displays of just a lot of craziness in the mind. He's a little too fickle. And I'm the type of person who doesn't like to work in chaos and confusion. I'm going to be very honest with you guys. You know, I don't like a lot of chaos and confusion. If I feel as though I need to handle it, I'll handle it myself. I don't want to sit there and force someone else to help me or handle things with me. I have got to do it myself. Or, you know, I'll be very expressive with what I am trying to get across to someone. Can you keep going? Thank you. I'm, like, driving in traffic, and it's like these people are, like, acting like they don't see that these construction signs are up and going. Okay, so... So I have to set a line. You know, even at work, you have to still set that line and border and let it be known that you're just not, you know, you're just not into madness and mess while you're at work. You know, you're not trying to be a control freak at work or cause any risk. But, you know, sometimes you have to take control of your own work situation. And it should be understood and understandable. And if it isn't, then that's your own personal problem. Okay, so... We're coming down to our last little bit of minutes of the show, and I just wanted to share with you. Trying to work it all together and get it all accomplished and understand and just really just get it to a point where I can actually think about other things. That's the way it's going right now. It's going right now where it's like I'm putting everything in order so that way I can start thinking about other things. I don't want to continue to keep having confusion and drama and no subtleness. I can't work in that under that circumstance. Okay, so everyone try your best to have a great week. I hope everyone's already set and planned for Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy your 3-day or 4-day weekend. I know I will enjoy my 3-day weekend, and definitely can't wait to just really just kick back and take back a wine cooler or some wine. Yeah, I'm not really into the hard liquor like that like I used to. I'm going to be honest with you. But moving along, so you guys have a great weekend. Try to be safe out there. Please come back in one piece. Just listen to the show again on Sunday, and everyone just have fun. Truly, truly have fun this weekend. If you're out shopping, don't shop until you actually see there's a deal online for you. If you're out there, and you're in another state, just be careful. careful, know the laws, be safe. Okay, guys, you guys have a great rest of your week. I'll be back and to talk with you all. Follow me on Instagram @SueyChewy. Talk to you guys later.